Welcome to the Behind the Fitness podcast, where we interview the world's most motivating and successful fitness trainers, instructors, and coaches to inspire people to be their very best every day. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Ted James. Let's get going. This is episode 001 with Sydney Cummings.
And I knew when he passed, I was going to have to figure out a way to get through that heartbreak and also figure out a way for my life. If it were my last day, the next day, I could look back and say, I'm really, really proud of this. I left something that's a legacy that's going to last beyond me. And at that point, I didn't think that I had.
Episode 002 with Tara Stiles.
Looking at him thinking, this person is happy for no reason at all. He can't be making a lot of money. Nobody's even being nice to him right now. He's not getting any attention and he's still happy. Nothing is affecting him. And he's obviously not, you know, emotionally unstable. Like he was able to show up. I said, okay, you're not in the insane asylum, in the mental hospital, but you're here and you're able to survive. What's going on? You know? So I thought, whatever this guy has, whatever he's figured out, I want that, and I want that for my life.
This is episode 003 with Tanner Weidman.
I'm in the seventh grade. I used to get picked on a lot, bullied a lot, beat up, and that's not very fun. So I remember coming home one day after I had gotten beat up, and my dad looks at me and goes, what happened to you? And I said, oh, you know, I got beat up. I'm getting picked on a lot. And he goes, well, we're going to get you to start lifting weights so that nobody is going to ever want to mess with you again. Now, this was only in the seventh grade, but because I started really early and I was persistent with it, because I was still getting picked on even while I was, you know, beginning my training there, not much results to show at the beginning. That's what really got me into it and helped me to have an outlet for those negative emotions and to have a reason to improve my physique. From there, people really did stop picking on me. I just got a lot bigger than them.
This is episode 004 with Aaron Sampson.
Obviously, hosting retreats, big leap of faith. And, you know, the first one that we tried, like, I didn't have anyone sign up. So, you know, it's like that patience and persistence and like, okay, this isn't gonna break my ego or, you know, break me. So I think that was a huge turning point too, was my first retreat that I ever tried to get going, like nothing came of it. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll try again. And it was worth it, you know, it was worth it. So yeah.
This is episode 000 with myself, Ted James. In a few days before Christmas, I was diagnosed with lymphoma cancer at the age of 15. But I kept up an active lifestyle and a positive mindset. And the chemotherapy responded very well. And during the last 6 months of my 2 years on chemo, I was able to strap on shoulder pads and I played an entire season of varsity football while receiving chemotherapy the entire time. Now, since then, I spent a lot of time asking myself this question. Was it a positive mindset that allowed me to be active? Or was it being active that gave me a positive mindset? And I truly believe the answer to that is yes to both. Absolutely yes to both.